Blog Talk Radio.
How's everyone doing this year? Having a great year. This is Monique live coming to you straight from my studio. I'd like to welcome each and every one of you. Yes, it is my year, and that's what I'm prancing and raving about because it's my year. This is my year to produce my CD. I hope it's your year. Thank you for joining me in the Care to Read room. You know I am your emperor, here to serve you, and your advocate, here to give you what you want. Ladies and gentlemen, today's topic is a hot one. We're going to be talking about crossover in the Christian faith, the crossover from the Christian music to the hip-hop and secular. What do the youth want? Are they calling for praise and worshiping? Are they asking for more ministry? I think they want their hip-hop to be in the praise ministry. And we're going to be talking about the difference in the music and how it affects our children. Ladies and gentlemen, we won't be going to doing the talking cure today because of the time and the time that I came on. So please bear with me. I'm going to get right into the topic. Yes, youth are looking for the crossover. Yes, you can bring them into the cathedral, into the sanctuary if you're playing the right music. Now, what are you talking about, Omi? Are you saying that we will no longer be doing our praise and worshiping? Yes, but in a different fashion, dancing to a different tune, the hip-hop music. The words will change, but the music will stay the same. So why don't you just dance to the music until you can get your praise on? How many of you out there know that when you find a church that has the praise going on, then when the praises go up, the blessings come down? David danced before God. We don't know what kind of music he danced before God with, but I'm sure it wasn't the Christian music because the Christians weren't even thought of during the time David was soliciting for God's praises. So why don't you just get off of it and let the youth have their day? Because if you can open up the doors and get more youth in the church with praise and worshiping to Kay Jones type of music and also to Micah Nelson's type of music, you're going to get more people in the pulpit and more people saved. So I'm all about getting those young people saved. How about you? If we can change that beat a little bit and cross over a little bit like Kirk Franklin tried to teach us and not against him, and beat him over the head and say, oh, this is not sanctimonious. You can't bring that in here. Now, the man is a household name. He's bringing that secular music into every church that he can, on every theatrical drama, and on every screen, and it's being accepted. Our youth are the ones we're trying to save. Come off of your pompous and high horse talking about we're going to sing praise and worshiping. And you got children leaving home, leaving the churches. Let's change the way we do business and pop up the volume so when we talk about praise and worshiping, we can relate to the pulse of our children. The children are creating music that sounds off the wall because our communities are off the wall, and they're just reflecting back to you what is happening in the community. Now, if we want to really do with them one better, if we want to give them the secret, we will allow them to take that secular music, change words a bit, and praise and worshiping tunes will turn into hip-hop. I don't have a problem with it. I'm down with hip-hop. If you're down with hip-hop, say I'm down with hip-hop. I'm all for hip-hop because whatever raised the energy levels, you better believe that the Holy Ghost is going to be in the place. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. You're only tarrying for the Holy Ghost when you're pressing him forward with any music. If you watch the young people go into a trance with that hip-hop music, they can do the same thing with Holy Ghost music. A trance is a trance. I don't care whichever way you want to look at it. If you press that music forward, you're going to get somebody that goes into another state that will take them to another level, and they will work out their situation and their problem. Now, youth, if you're out there right now, I want you to understand, I'm all for you. As a youth minister, I am beckoning for you to come into consciousness. When we write our lyrics, they have to be conscious, and we have to be waking somebody up, not putting them to sleep and anesthetizing them. We're already anesthetized. The best that you can do is take the words that will lift people in a hip-hop state, if you want to, and wake up our community with the problems, with the issues. When I go into praise and worshiping, and I fall up in a place and lift my hands, I let the Spirit take over. And when the Spirit takes over, the Spirit gives utterance to what I don't know to pray for. So that means I'm dancing to a tune that I don't even know what it is. And you, if you would give forth and give out, when you go into these temples, and if some of these preachers, like the few that I do know will allow you to have your discotheque and your hip-hop in the church, then we can save you from the streets. Then we can shut down the discotheques and bring about praise up in the church. I don't know how many of you are for this, but there are going to be a gnashing of teeth, I know, after this session from some ministers. I don't care what the ministers think. It's about as your flock feeding their people. And now we're not addressing our youth. We're allowing them to go astray. And those are the ones that you want to bring in the church, not necessarily the hats. When you bring the youth in, there's a different tempo in the church. There's a different change in the community. And what the secret is this. If you change the words sublimely, like earth, wind, and fire did, to make them conscious words, you can take them in a trance, and they will plant those words in their subliminal thinking to the point where they have had a changed mind, and a changed mind means a changed human being. The whole ultimate goal is to change a person's climate and their consciousness. So conscious music is what I want to bring to you, not the off-the-wall talking where you're talking gibberish. Now, those of you who are wasting time writing gibberish words and talking gibberish, we have to get over the Ebonics and get over the grain house. And the way you do that is you help people to fight the id and the ego. You help them to fight with the flesh and kill the old man so the spirit will come forward. Now, here's the real secret. Young people can get saved and get into the spirit just like you elders. When you see a young person that's in the spirit, get out of their way. But the spirit will take that person to a level that will allow him to press God forward. The ultimate thing is that we are to look more like God than ourselves. So when you see a young person truly in the spirit, when also speaking their tongues and their languages, they're bringing you a message for the community. So praise and worshiping, he inhabits our praise and worshiping. Sometimes there's too much talk going on in the ceremony of ministry. Too many scriptures. It don't take all that, pastor, evangelist, apostle, deacon. It don't take all them scriptures. You could give the children a chance to come up to the stage and allow them to do a Holy Ghost dance for an hour or two, and I bet you they will work their situation out. When they're done, it's finished, it's over with, because they worked it out in the spirit. And once and everything you work out in the spirit, it is worked out in the natural. The whole purpose of going to church is to tarry for the Holy Ghost. Now, do you want the Holy Ghost to come? Pastor, do you want the Holy Ghost to come? Evangelist, are you tarrying for the Holy Ghost? Apostle, are you calling for the Holy Ghost? Deacons and deaconess, are you calling for the Holy Ghost? Then let the children do their dance. Let them dance. And again, I say let them dance, because the Holy Ghost will be there, and he will meet you at the point of your need. These young people are going through something that we never had to go through. They're going through something daily without having their souls fed. They just want their soul fed. They don't want no peanut butter and jelly sandwich. I just want my soul fed. I want my soul fed. And that's what they're looking for, a consciousness to take them away from the grief and the discomforts in their community. And when their souls are fed, you don't have to worry about calling them to Bible study and tearing down their doors to come to the retreat. They will meet you at the point of their need. So why is it that we don't know what the youth want? Because we're not communicating, and we're not passing the baton, because we're so pompous and proud in these churches, and because the first mother and their elders are the only ones that seems to have a solution for the problem, not for today's problem. You don't. Hand it over to the children and let the youth come back and minister to us. Yes, it's in their praises, not the ministry. The Holy Ghost says, and the scripture says, let no man teach you, that the Holy Ghost will bring you all things and all truths. So when they're in the Holy Ghost, they're being taught and they're being guided. So the truth that you might be able to give them, you might leave out something. When you let the Holy Ghost intervene, it makes up for what we don't know to tell them. Now, I'm telling you right now, the Spirit is moving on some of you right now to shut your churches down or to make a change and bring the youth in and monopolize and focus in on the youth, because that is the ticket. That is the secret to saving your congregation. Your youth will save your congregation. Your elders are making a transition into Iwapelu or either ancestral ship. They will soon transition off this planet. What you will have left is your youth. So you might as well get ready, get ready, get ready, get ready, because they're bringing it. They're bringing the music that will be most affluential to them. So why not help them write the lyrics so that they will write the lyrics to address the needs of our community? And youth, if you're out there and you hear the sound of my voice, it is my prayer that you will become more conscious and your lyrics will become more conscious to speak and address the issues of your community in this time and day. And that you will come on in this house and praise the name of God. And I didn't say Jesus. I said the name of God. And that you will become more conscious and understand that there's nothing that's going to come out of that sky for you and I, that the Godhead that we are looking for has to grow up inside of us and has to press his way forward. And if it be through the dance and song, so be it. So let it be done. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for occupying your airways at this time. I give you your airways back to you unmolested. And youth, I say keep pressing on because it's your year. It's your year, it's your year, and it's in you, it's in you, it's in you. Press it forward. I'd like to thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for this opportunity to speak to you at this day and time. This has been Omiyinka 7 sounding off. At the sound of my voice, it is my prayer that those babies and children, even in the loins, will come forth singing the praises as David did. I say, oh, devil! And bubba booey to you, y'all. I will see you tomorrow. We have 5 days, 6 days, even Saturday. Join us and stay tuned for our next segment on the music and artistic music and poets. You know the secret now. The secret is in our youth. Let them bring forth the music. Let the music play. Oh, double.